18. Sukkah. Let's say the first day of Yom Tov, the 8th of Sukkah. He forgot to make Shechiyonah. Now let's just clarify one point. He had made Shechiyonah for the Yom Tov. There's two chiyuvim of Shechiyonah. Every Yom Tov, let's say Shavuos, no mitzvah sayayim, it's just Shavuos Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah. Make Shechiyonah. Make Shechiyonah for the Yom Tov belongs to Kiddush. This fellow, he had made his Shechiyonu, not in the Sukkah, he didn't eat in the Sukkah for whatever reason. He was an onus, for one reason or another, he didn't eat in the Sukkah at all on the first night. He'd made his Shechiyonu for the Yom Tov, was done and dusted as far as the Yom Tov was concerned. He went into the Sukkah the first time, and obviously he didn't have the guidance that you normally have when you make Kiddush the first night of Yom Tov, so you make Shechiyonu. But that Shechiyonah goes for the Yom Tov and it goes for the Sukkah as well. He didn't have it. He forgot. Didn't make Shechiyonah. He didn't make Shechiyonah. So he, let's say the first morning of Sukkah, went to the Sukkah, he ate his Suda, and he'd forgotten to make Shechiyonah. Forgotten to make Shechiyonah. Question is, what happens the next time he goes into the Sukkah? The next time, Mr. Kaufman.
The next time.
He goes into the Sukkah, does he then make Shechiyonah, or does he not? You hear?
Yes.
That's the Shala. So, the Masa is, as I we first have to make very clear, by having made the Shechiyonah on the Yom Tov, although the Yom Tov is called Chag HaSukkah Tzazer, but he hasn't made it in close proximity to his Sukkah, therefore he definitely was not Yotze his Shechiyonah for Sukkah. Definitely wasn't. So the next time when he did eat in the Sukkah and he forgot to make Shechiyonah, he's now once been in the Sukkah and hasn't made Shechiyonah. Does he make it the next time? Comes the Prima Golem. Prima Golem says, I'll tell you, we all know the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, which is Silchus Brochus. The din is, if somebody has a new peri, make Shechiyonah on the new peri. What happens, he ate the peri once, didn't make Shechiyonah, forgot to make Shechiyonah, then he's going to have more, eats a second time. Does he make Shechiyonah the second time or not? Are you nodding your head to say he does make Shechiyonah, or are you nodding your head because you understand what I'm asking? Okay? So the answer is, he does not make Shechiyonah next time. Azoi state in Mogen Avrom, and that's how we paskin in the Simon Reish Chofeh. Says the Prima Godim, I'll let you speak in a minute. Says the Prima Godim. Same thing applies here as well. First time he went in the Sukkah, he didn't make Shechiyonah. Therefore, he's lost it. And he can't make Shechiyonah the next time he goes into the Sukkah. Mr. Biel. So you agree? There's no ischachshus now. That's what you're saying, okay? Comes the Bikur Yaakov. That's the same mechaber as Oruch Haneh on Hilchos Sukkah. The Bikur Yaakov says, "I'm sorry, I don't agree with the Prima Godim's comparison. Why?" He says, "When you make Shechiyonah on a new fruit, you're making it because of the simcha that you have from the new fruit. Once you've eaten it the first time, you're not going to get the same amount of simcha the second time, so you don't make Shechiyonah. Whereas, by a mitzvah, which is bo mizman lizman, does not have to be because of the simcha. The Chacham said that you make on the mitzvah bo mizman lizman a Shechiyonah. And if, therefore, if you didn't do it, says the Bikur Yaakov, the first time went in the Sukkah, do it the second time went in the Sukkah. As I stay in Bikur Yaakov. Okay? Clear, yeah? Might that agree with your Svora, might I not agree with the Svora? Yes, his topic. Okay. Then the Bikur Yaakov says, I have a Raya. What's my Raya? My Raya is from one of the earlier Poskim, the Lavush. What's the Raya from the Lavush? Because the Ravush says in Simon Tofresh Mem Dalit, now listen, says on the Ravush, and we're going to see there's going to be an argument as exactly what the Ravush meant. But the Ravush says that a person didn't make Shechayonu on his Lulav the first time, then he makes it afterwards. So exactly the same case with the Lulav, the Lavush says, you make Shechionu the next time you take the Lulav. Okay? Therefore, says the Bikur Yaakov, Sukkah is going to be exactly the same. If I didn't make my Shechionu the first time I went into the Sukkah, I'm going to make my Shechionu the next time I go into the Sukkah in exactly the same way as the Lavush says by Lulav. Now, he understood.
Not each time you go to the Sukkah, a new mitzvah.
What did he say?
Each time you go to the mitzvah in the Sukkah, is a new mitzvah.
Yeah.
So why shouldn't you do it the second now?
Because when you wear tefillin, you make shechionu.
It doesn't make it
doesn't. Huh? You only make it first time you do the mitzvah. That's the look. Like he says, it's got to be some sort of a schachas, form his man is man. But once you've started, it's ready and you've missed it. So the Bikur Yaakov says, in a levush shtei alula nesh tasei. Now, that seems apparently to be a diun in this levush, where the levush was talking about, he actually took the lula on the first day, and he didn't make shechionu. And then he came to the second day, and the second day, he makes Shechionu. So the Bikur Yaakov understood that that is what the Ravush is saying. He took the Lulav on the first day, didn't make Shechionu. Came the second day, the Ravush says, you do make Shechionu. Wait a second. Mishnah Brura in Tofresh Mem Daled also quotes the Ravush in that way and says that the Ravush is saying, you took the Lulav on the first day, didn't make Shechionu. And when you come to the second day, you do make Shechionu. So that was the riot of the Bikur Yaakov. But the Shad Sion in Mishnah Brura says, he saw in the Prima Godin, Prima Godin was the same man as before, who learned Pshat and the Levush. The Levush was not talking about when he took the Lulav on the first day. The Levush was only saying, if somebody didn't take a Lulav on the first day, and he took it on the second or the third day, for the first time, you make Shechionu. It's posh. Yeah? It's posh. But the Levush says that. So there's apparently a machlokes whether the Levush was talking about he took the Lulav on the first day, didn't make Shechionu, or he didn't take the Lulav. And that's the deal now between the Prima Godim and the Bikur Yaakov, whether you've got a raya from the Levush to this halacha by Sukkah. Something very interesting now, which is going to work out for us three shittas. Because the Mishnah Brura himself says that it's not doima to a peri, case which the Prima Godin compared it to. When you take a peri for the first time, the halacha is you make shechionu, but if you're eating it for the second time, it hasn't made shechionu the first time, you don't make shechionu. It says the Mishnah was not doima. Do you know why? Now listen carefully. So he says, because by lulav, it's mafsika leilois miyomim. What means mafsika leilois miyomim? Lulav, you can only take, and the mitzvah is only by day. By night, you don't have the mitzvah. So it's like Mishnah Brura is saying, I have a new mitzvah the next day. Therefore, it's different to a peri. A peri I could have eaten the whole time. Therefore, I've lost out on saying Shechionu by having not made Shechionu the first time. Okay, I'll take it if I need it. Pas pasalei. You know, like by the Sora Mishtaleach, it says they left bread and water by every sukkah that was on the way. Okay. It helps already that I've got pas pasalei, I think. You hear what's going on, Rabbi Sai? So the Mishnah Brura says, lulav is a new mitzvah every day. Since it's a new mitzvah every day, can make shachionu the next day. Now, what would be the Mishnah Brura by Sukkah? sukkah is one continuous mitzvah. It goes all the way from the beginning of sukkah. Then there's no mafsukah leilas miyomim. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, the halacha of a sukkah is going to be different than it's going to be by lulav, because in sukkah it's going to be maskam, that's similar already to a peri. Therefore, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the halacha is going to be by lulav, if you took it on the first day and didn't make a shechionu, then the next day you will. By sukkah, if you didn't make shechionu on the first time you went into the sukkah, the next time you went into the sukkah, you won't make shechionu. Prima Godin says both Balulav and Basukah, the halacha is that you don't make it once you've missed it the first time. It doesn't make those differences. The Bikur Yaakov says whether it's Lulav or whether it's Sukkah, mitzvahs are different to Peri, and by mitzvahs the halacha is I'm going to make Mashachionu the next time, even though I missed it the first time. He has three shittas. According to the Prima Godin, both Balulav and Basukah, the halacha is going to be that no more Shechionu. According to the Bikur Yaakov, both Balulav and Basukah, the second time, if I missed it the first time, yes, Shechionu. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, there'll be a difference between Lulav and Sukkah. Sukkah can compare to Peri and don't make Shechionu, and Lulav, the halacha is that you do make. Okay? So we have three shittas. I'm sure it's not going to be irrelevant to anybody, but it's a nice thing to discuss on Sukkot.
Yeah,
no, once you've made it already, it helps. It's not anymore called a mitzvah, or mitzvah, mitzvah. If I haven't made it, second day, okay, we'll come to that.
So yeah, if you make Kiddush first night, and it rains, and you say Shechionu for the Kiddush for the Yontif, where it's raining,
You didn't need it in the sukkah.
You couldn't need it in the
sukkah. Yeah, that was okay.
Shechionu on the yonder
doesn't help in the sukkah.
So what do you do next time?
Next morning. Next morning.
Then you make shechionu. Yeah. Just for the sukkah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay.
That's right.
It's with Shlav Aleph.
The second night is Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's for the yonder. Yeah. Now I'm going to tell you something very interesting about this time. Yeah. But what's going to happen here is I'm going to leave you with a kasha. Yeah. Which I don't have a teretz for. Yeah. It's not really my kasha. Kasha had been asked. Yeah. Kasha had been asked by earlier poskim. But it's a kasha. It's a kushya atzuma. But it's going to take me a few minutes to bring out this kasha properly. But get ready because it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful kasha. Yeah. And you can struggle the whole of Yom Tov to find an answer for it. Okay? We all know. Rosh Hashanah. Second night. Everybody's busy. Peri Chodosh. Why is that? Every Yom Tov, we're not very worried about that. Why is suddenly Rosh Hashanah, are we worried about it? So, the reason for it is very important. Because Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaRichter, even in Eretz Yisrael, they also hold 2 days Yom Tov, because they couldn't have the Eidim all over the place that they should know that it became Yom Tov. Therefore, everywhere which was just away from Yerushalayim, they kept. Or even in Yerushalayim itself, if the Eidim came in Amen Cholam Alo, they held Oysay HaYom Kodesh and Amocha Kodesh. So it was one long day and not 2 days. Whereas all other 2 days Yom Tovim is because of a Sfeika D'Omer. We do it as a minute because we know, but they used to have a Sofik, where the first day was Yom Tov, the second day was Yom Tov, so they treated the second day as if it was the first day. So the Moshel, every single Yom Tov, let's go now Shavuos, Pesach, yeah? The din is, the first night Yom Tov HaKiddush, you make Shechionu, second night, make Shechionu again, no problem, because in Chutz Laaretz, it was 2 days, it was Sfeika D'Yomer. Everything on the second day gets done exactly the same as on the first day, as if it was the first day. Klal Gadol, 100%, that's the thing, yeah? Comes the Mogadol. Where is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is a different story, because Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichter, even Netz Yisrael. So Mamela, many poskim hold, you make Shechionu at all on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. So we want to, especially Rosh Hashanah, Yotzei L'chol HaDeis, So the Biyas of the Chanadeus, we have a Peri Chodosh, Sechionosh and Michasta Shom Hashada of a Brocha of Atola, and we have a Peri Chodosh, and that's what makes Shechionosh. The din is, if you don't have a Peri Chodosh, you still make Sechionosh, Apple Piket, but the Maisa is, it's a Machalekas Rishis. But that's only in the Shoshona Peri Chodosh. Come is the Mogan Avon. Mogan Avon says the following. Yesh Toyim. There are people who toyim, this toyim is with a test, not with a top, yeah? And not yeah, with iron, but with a test. Yesh toyim, mistaken people, who take on Sukkos, the second night, a peri chodosh, they put the peri chodosh in front of them, as they did on Rosh Hashanah, sounds as if they were used to doing it from Rosh Hashanah, and thought it was applicable for Sukkos as well. And it's the tall suv yodom, it's a tall. No reason whatsoever for it at all, and they're wrong. They copied it from Rosh Hashanah, which was 2 weeks earlier. They thought the same thing was applicable again in Sukkot. They didn't go to the right schools and they didn't find out. It was only in Nageas Rosh Hashanah. End of story. As I stay in Mogano. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask a kasha on this, which is going to result, the kasha is going to be, why are they toyim? On the contrary, it sounds to me as if those who don't take a Shechionu on the second night of Sukkot, Peri, they're the ones who are toyim, and I want to explain to you why. Yeah? But please listen carefully. Please listen carefully, because it's a bit of a cheshbon here. The Shaila starts like this. Shaila starts like this. Tosfos in Sukkah of Mem Vov asks a kasha. The kasha that Tosfos asks in Sukkah is that in the Gemara it says, he just Yanki was just speaking about Mi'ikadim, when you mix Alocha is make Shechion. Yeah? When the Gemara in Daf Mem Vov and Sukkah speaks about it, the Gemara says that if you made your Shechion when you make the Sukkah, then when you come in to eat in the Sukkah on Yom Tov, you don't make Shechion. You don't make Shechion. Hear what's going on? Come in to the sukkah on Yom Tov. Don't make Shechion. Yeah? Which is very understandable. You've made it on Asiyas HaSukkos, you don't have to make it for the sukkah. And you've done it already, 100%. No problem with it. It's a place about problem. I said, when you normally come into the sukkah on the first night of Yom Tov, yeah? My sukkah, I've already made Shechionu on when I made the sukkah. What about Yom Tov? Every Yom Tov you make Shechionu, so why should I be making Shechionu by Kiddush? Because of Yom Tov. It seems apparent from the Gemara that you don't make Shechionu at all, not even because of the Yom Tov. Here, Reb Shimon, what's going on?
There was no yeshiva.
Huh?
There was also no yeshiva.
What do you say?
Leishim, you don't have yeshiva.
Yeah, but we're not talking about Leishim, we're talking about Shechion. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. But you make a Masiyas HaSukkah in Yaitse. That's the din. Made for the Sukkah, you've been Yaitse. But what about the Yom Tov? The Shtetim Tois is in one Teret, Chiddush. Gruis the Chiddush. The Tois is, when you make Shechion for the Asiyas HaSukkah, and we know that the Yom Tov, he may be 20 days before Sukkot, when he does this, he builds his Sukkot 20 days before, yeah, maybe before Shoshana, in the middle of Elul, making his Sukkot. So he says, Beheba, the Yom Tov is called Chag HaSukkos, yeah? The Torah says, your Yoytze, your Shechionu for Yom Tov. The Torah is learning it from the Gemara. Since the Gemara says that when you nichnas leishiv bo, he does not make another Shechionu, seems apparent that you don't make it for the Yom Tov either, and therefore, Tosfos says, I was yotzer my Shechionu for Yom Tov by having made it and I built my sukkah. Since it's called Chag HaSukkos, I built my sukkah, I'm yotzer my Shechionu for Yom Tov. As I state in Tosfos, okay, fine, we don't have any cash to it. Yeah? Shaila's now Azoi. The Ritzvah is Cholek on Tosfos, I have to say that straight away. Yeah? The Ritzvah is Cholek on Tosfos, the Ritzvah says no such thing. Ritzel says, yeah, the Birk Yosef is Medak from the Rambam, who also doesn't hold like Tosfos, but the Ran and the Rosh hold like Tosfos. And now this is very much a punchline, there's a few, but this is one of them. The Bir Halacha says If somebody did it, he made shechionu by his asiyas asukah. Midei svekele nafke, tzamachleke soli shayim. Don't make his shechionu v'yant. Done. Sofik, but it's done. So he states in Bir Aluch. Okay? So now let's go stage further. The thing is, as you will all know, Lulav, I'm going to test you out now, what we're saying. Yeah? We're really going to test you out now. Shechionu for Shofar, do we make on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? It's not, it hasn't been very long ago.
Yes.
That means we take on, even though you've made Shechionu on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, but you make Shechionu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah again, because same way as Bakidish, it's definitely Kedai for the Baal Tokea to have either a Peri Chodosh or a Beged Chodosh in order that. I've got a little thing here. I really think that the shuls ought to supply the Baal Tokea with a Beged Chodosh, because he's making Shechionu. That's what I think, yeah? I mean, it's not the Gea, I'm not the Baltikea, so, but I think the shul should be supplying him.
Or he himself.
Huh?
Or he.
Yeah, but I'm talking about money, yeah? Definitely himself, but the shul should supply him the money to buy a Beged Chodosh, yeah? Okay, that's a Mama Hamuska, yeah, Mama Hamuska. All take it home to your shuls and tell the Gaboim about it. Say that you heard in the Torah way there, maybe the shul should. Okay. Rabbi Sai. It's coming Sukkos. When you take your lulav on the second day, do you make Shechionu or not?
No.
Do it Shechionu. Suddenly. Why not? Reb Shimon, why not? Huh? Reb Shimon, why not?
Lulav is a seven-day thing. Rosh Hashanah is just a sort of a one-off show. Because we do it for 2 days, but it's not going to be religious.
It's al-achas kamo v'kamo. If Rosh Hashanah, which is a Sofet Shechionu, because it's a Yom Ha'arich, that's why we have to have a Peri Chodosh on the second night. And the thing is, he still makes Shechionu. Yeah, and the thing is, he still makes Shechionu. And on the Shofar, it's exactly the same Shaila, and we still make Shechionu. Allah has come and will come by Lulav and said that this, they might not have been Yom Tov at all. Comes the Rosh. The Rosh addressed already this problem. Comes the Rosh. The Rosh is there. As you know already from Rabbi Yankov from before, yeah, in the same way as when you did an Asiya Sasukah, then your Yotz, your Shechion even knew that it was Erev Yom Tov. Or sometime before. You don't need to make a Shechion on the Sukkah. Says the Rosh, this is a beautiful shtick of Rosh. Says the Rosh, Agudoy Shalulav, when you're Ma'agid the Lulav, the same Yerushalmi says, Ho'oy Shalulav, you can make Shechion. So I can make my Shechion for the Lulav on Erev Yom Tov or a day or two before, when I'm making an Egud HaLulav. Says the Rosh, when you make Shechion, when you shake the Lulav on the first day of Yom Tov, it's not, even if it would be Erev Yom Tov, not worse than the Shas Egud HaLulav. And since it's not worse than the Shas Egud HaLulav, I'm Yotze with my Shechionu from yesterday, even if it would have been Erev Yom Tov. By Shofar, there's no such halacha. By Lulav, there is the din of Egudo Shel Lulav. And the Lekicha, the Natilas HaLulav, on the first day of Sukkot, it might be Erev Yom Tov, but so what? Not worse than my Egudo Shel Lulav, which would patter me from making Shechionu. That's the Rosh's Chiddush. What's wrong?
I just don't understand, because if it's just the Lulav, but you're not taking the Lulav when you're good, you don't take them together with the Esrog, so you only got 1 minute, yeah, 3 minutes, but not 4 minutes. So it's not the whole mitzvah. When you prepare the sukkah, you build the sukkah, you build the whole sukkah, but you're not.
That is a din. Since I made it, the brochas on the Tzilas Lulav, so therefore, if I did it for Shasu the Shalulav. That is aloha. I can't do much about it. Maybe we need to discuss that another time. Now, let's take it a stage further. Comes the Rosh. The Rosh says another thing. Do Rabbi Sai, I know it's a long year since last year's Sukkot. Long year, 13 months. Yeah. But We may remember from many, 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 many sukkahs, the Seder of Kiddush changes on the second night from the first night. Seder of Kiddush. It means, on the first night, Leishev HaSukkah, and then Shechionu. On the second night, it's Shechionu, and then Leishev HaSukkah. Why is that? Do we know why that's also the Mokor HaRosh? Do you know why? Let me explain why that is. It says the Rosh, on the first night Sukkot, when you're making your Shechionu, you're making it for the Yom Tov and for Mitzvah Sukkah. That's what you're doing it for. Therefore you make Yesh Vasukkah before, so the Shechionu goes on everything. As I state in the Rosh, yeah? Says the Rosh, on the second night, you do not need Shechionu on the Sukkah. Why don't you need the Shechionu on the Sukkah? Because even if the first night would have been Erev Yom Tov and not Yom Tov, that's not worse than the Asiyas HaSukkah. And like with Asiyas HaSukkah, if I made the Shechionu on it, I don't have to make another Shechionu on the Sukkah. Equally, when I'm going to do it on the first night, like the Rosh says, Balulav, that you don't make Shechionu at all, Hu Hadin for Sukkah, the Shechionu on the second night is not going on the Sukkah. Therefore, you make Shechionu first going on the Yom Tov, like every Yom Tov, comes after that, your Leishev HaSukkah, which the Shechionu is not going on. Yeah? As I state in Rosh. Yeah? Now, having said that, now I'm going to fire at you the Kasha. That means the Rosh has told us, the Shechionu on the first night of Sukkot, even if it's Erev Yom Tov, but it's not worse than having made Shechionu B'Shas Asiyas HaSukkah. For that reason, my Shechionu is not a Shechionu on the second night for the Sukkah, only for the Yom Tov. Yes? I've given you enough skoira for you to ask the Kasha yourselves. Yeah? Don't understand. Tosfos says that if you've made a Shechionu on your Asiyas HaSukkah, even if it's 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 days before Yom Tov, you don't make a Shechionu anymore on the Yom Tov. Why not? Because since the Yom Tov called Chag HaSukkah is, I was Yaitse with the Shechionu that I made on the Erev Yom Tov for Sukkot, big Kiddush. And we said already that the Bir Halacha says if somebody does that, Sufi brochas the hokel or is Shechionu for the Yom Tov? I'm asking Kasha. How are you making a second night Sukkah Shechionu at all? For the Sukkah, I did it the night before. And I was Yotze for Sukkah, Horaya changed the Seder Kiddush. But Tosfos says when you make a Shechionu on the Asiyas HaSukkah, you don't have to make a Shechionu anymore for the Regel. So even if it was Erev Yom Tov last night, there's no earthly reason at all why should we make a Shechionu at all on the second night? Because for the Sukkah I was Yaitza by having done it on the first night. And Tosfos says that when you've made it on the Sukkah, you don't have to make it anymore on the Regel. So why are you making Shechionu at all on the second night? Yeah? We paskin every single thing like the Rosh. We paskin the Alocha. We don't make Shechionu Balulav on the second day. We change the Seder Kiddush on the second night. Tosfos, who says that if you make Shechionu B'Shas Asiyas HaSukkah, you don't make for the Yom Tov. Be Alocha says Sofek Rochus Lahokel. So here we are. Why are we making Shechionu on the second night of Yom Tov? Yeah. So are they toying these people? Take a penny, Chodosh. I think they're more right even than on Rosh Hashanah, because in Rosh Hashanah we pass the Mi'ikah Adin that you do make Shechion if you don't have a Perichoder. The second night Sukkot, there's L'Choira, not any reason why we should be making Shechion. On both sides, you will mull over this Kasha, you have the whole Sukkot all about it. If somebody has a good Teretz, come and tell me. Good Teretz. Goody.
If it's the Kavuna of the Kuchah B'Shechiyuni on the first night, it was not Kavuna at all on Asiyas HaSukkah, but strictly on the Zman, so then on the second night it cancelled out, because the first time was maybe not
done. Don't stand. When a person makes on Lilev on the first day, Yeah? Lilim on the first day. I'm not the Shechiyuni. That's Mechavim Mitzvah, not Tzadidu Shalul.
It's
Mechavim for the Mitzvah. So the Rosh has been a Krim on the Shalul. So it was an ears, but Mechavim Asiyah Sassukah. And Tosfos says, if I made on Asiyah Sassukah, I don't make any more for the
regular. But Sam,
Sam, other than
Alright. Short word on the other on the rush.
Shh.
It's
okay.
There's a pusik in the beginning of Lechichu that says Vahoch Mochech Mekalel Chuboya, and there Rashi goes off on a tangent and Rashi says that Vagadosh.